Hey, Dog Pound. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. Nathan Zagura joined by Dustin Fox here. And the Browns are on a bye this week, but let's take a look at some of the leadership on this defense and see how they can come together to solve some of the defensive issues for a Browns team currently ranked 31st in the NFL. Dustin, we'll start on the back end. Joe Hayden signs a big contract in the offseason, expected to have a monster year. Struggled a little bit out of the gate, been beaten for some big plays. Obviously, the pass to Steve Smith at the end of the Ravens game. What have you seen from Joe, and how do you feel about his prospects after this bye week?
Well, Joe's a great player. We all know that. He's just having a rough year. It happens to any cornerback. I think sometimes your confidence can get a little bit low, no matter how good of a player you are. And Joe's going through that right now. And let's face it, look at who he played. Antonio Brown, the first game. Okay, Jimmy Graham, the second game, and then last week, Steve Smith, who is 35 years old, but he is a heck of a football player, and he's one of those guys that's really difficult to defend, obviously, because of the way he plays the game, his tenacity and all that. So I just think he needs to bounce back. This is probably a good time for a bye week, to be honest with you, to kind of refocus, get yourself out of practice, and see if you can turn it around.
Carlos Dansby in the middle of this defense has made some impactful plays. Big sack week two, interception week one, but needs help from the guys up front to really be free. I think he's brought a lot, though, to this defense.
There's no question he's brought a lot of leadership to the defense. That's the first and foremost, the most important thing that he has brought. He's made a lot of plays. I think he won the Saints game for you with his sack. He has stepped up in a big way, and he's upset about the way these things have went the last, obviously last week, and then, of course, the game against the Steelers in week one, but he's a guy that you got to have. You got to have him not only play well, but he's a vocal guy. He was upset after the game, visibly, and that is obviously something that the Browns haven't had in a long time. Is somebody who can be a leader and guys can look to.
No question about it. Finally, on the back end, Cleveland's own Dante Whitner hasn't really made much of an impact in the first three games. Hasn't done anything bad, but hasn't really stood out. Do you think he's a guy that maybe they can try to use closer to the line of scrimmage to help out this run defense?
I don't think there's any doubt. If there's a chance to somehow improve that run defense, Dante's a great tackler. He's a physical guy. If you can get him up in the box a little bit more, because there's, for some reason, you're allowing explosive plays. And it starts up front. The guys on the front seven, including that front four, they've got to play better. But again, behind them, the second line of defense, those guys, the linebackers, and especially the strong safety, Dante Whitner, they've got to make the tackles.
They've got to be able to contribute there. Hopefully the Browns, who have this leadership and playmaking on defense unlike in years past, can get it figured out here over this bye week and come back roaring against the Tennessee Titans. For Dustin Fox, I'm Nathan Zagura saying thanks for tuning in to Cleveland Browns Today. Keep it tuned to ClevelandBrowns.com for all the latest news and notes on your Browns over their bye week.